Hello and welcome to Tuesday Morning Baseball here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on ESPN 790 AM stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice and glad you could tune in for some morning baseball. Grab your coffee, orange juice, a donut, and listen to some Grizzlies baseball. Game one of this six-game series between two California League Northern Division foes. It's the San Jose Giants and the Fresno Grizzlies for game one of this six-game series. Well, the Grizzlies come in with a record of 8-7. They are currently tied for second place in the California League Northern Division. The Grizzlies just lost four of six, only won two games in their series at Rancho Cucamonga at Lone Mart Field, but they are back to face the San Jose Giants, who the Grizzlies took two out of three from at Excite Ballpark to open up their 2023 season. While the San Jose Giants come in with a record of 10-5, they are currently sitting first place in the California League Northern Division. And the Giants, they actually just had a really good stretch against the Inland Empire 66ers and the Modesto Nuts. Since dropping 2 of 3 in that opening series against Fresno, the Giants have now gone on and are 9-2 over their past 11 games. So San Jose at 10-5, the Fresno Grizzlies at 8-7. They are tied with the Modesto Nuts in the Cal League standings. Our pitching matchup today is a good one, a pair of left-handers. The visiting San Jose Giants go with the left-hander Carson Wisenhunt. Wisenhunt, no record of 4.66 ERA. And he will battle the left-hander Caleb Franzen, who has a record of 0-1 and a 4.50 ERA. This is Franzen's third start in a Grizzlies uniform. Carson Wisenhunt will make his fourth start in a San Jose uniform as well. Prior to today's game, I sat down with the reigning California League Pitcher of the Week, Blake Adams. And Blake and I talked a little bit about his last start in Rancho Cucamonga. And we also talked about his differences on fishing and baseball. When we come back after this commercial break, we'll have that interview with Blake Adams. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball right here on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, ESPN 790 AM, the Bally Live app, and MILB.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Interview with right-hand pitcher Blake Adams in 3, 2, 1. Bring in starting pitcher for the Fresno Grizzlies, Blake Adams. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Thank you for having me.
So first question, you grew up in Springdale, Arkansas, is that correct?
Yes.
How was growing up for you?
Growing up in Northwest Arkansas is awesome. I mean, especially for me, I'm a big hunter, big fisherman, so being right there in the heart of bass fishing country is amazing. So I have any lake you can imagine about an hour away from me, and duck hunting about an hour and a half away from me. So it's just an outdoorman paradise.
So first question then, did you actually learn how to play baseball, or did you learn how to fish or hunt first?
Definitely fish and hunt. I was fishing by the time I could walk, and then baseball came around when I was like 4 with T-ball. But really came hand in hand, because my dad would take me out to the front yard, play baseball, and then we would go down to the pond and fish. So
is your dad the reason that you got into baseball?
Yes.
Yeah. Nice. So you grew up in Springdale, Arkansas, which means you probably know that Cliff Lee is an Arkansas guy as well. But so you went to Harbor High School, is that correct?
Yes.
And so you guys were very successful while there. Can you talk a little bit about your high school experience?
Yeah, so my high school experience was really good. I had a really good group of guys, especially the class above me. When we were all together, we finally all got together about 2018, which was their senior year, my junior year, and that's when we won the championship. And it's a cool story because out of the 9 starters, 7 of us played on the same youth ball team from the ages to of 6 to 12. So we were all together from 6 to 12. And then we had some move away that ended up moving back for high school. So we all got to, you know, play with our childhood teammates and win a championship. And I think we ended the year in second in the country.
Yeah. Yeah, you were one of the best high school teams in the country. And it makes sense now that you've played with all your teammates growing up. That really builds chemistry. Yeah. So then you had a chance. You were getting looked at by a couple schools. You initially went to the University of Arkansas, only there for a couple seasons. Can you tell me about that experience?
Yeah, so I grew up a Hog fan. So obviously out of high school, that was my dream to be a Razorback. It didn't work out like we wanted it to. Had some adversity, you know. It's a tough place to play. I mean, a lot of talent there. So if you don't take advantage of your opportunities, you kind of, you know, it's hard to get back in there. And that's what happened. And it was hard to leave, especially, you know, I had season tickets from my whole life for all three of the major sports. And all my family was there. I mean, lived 10 minutes down the road. So leaving was really hard. But for my career, I had to, you know, go to a place with a lot of opportunity. And found that with Kansas State.
Well, last thing before we take away to Kansas State, there was a player that you played with at Arkansas, an outfielder in the Orioles system. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Heston Kerstad.
How good was he?
He's one of the best hitters I've ever seen in person. I mean, that was COVID year, so I only got to see 16 games, but also got to face him a lot in the fall and spring scrimmages. And, I mean, it's just impressive watching him hit BP. Is like, you know, you're in awe out there shagging. And, you know, 16 games I did get to play, I mean, his kids he just battles. It's tough out, and it made me a lot better pitcher getting to face him in the fall and early spring. And I mean, he's just an impressive guy.
Absolutely. So then you went to Kansas State and your career flourished at Kansas State, the opening day starter. So when did you find out that you're going to be the opening day starter for the Wildcats?
It was really right when we got back from Christmas break. We started getting into a routine, and they set me down and told me that probably looking at being the Friday night guy. And so we started getting that starting routine down through scrimmages, and I was pumped for sure.
Absolutely. So then, you know, throughout the rest of the year, you continued to dominate, made 13 overall starts. What was the big factor for you, especially going over to Kansas State?
You know, just believing in myself again. You know, I went 2 years at Arkansas, only had 11 innings, I think, maybe 12. So I really two years off of pitching, really. So I had to just trust myself, trust the work I've been putting in on the side, and, you know, go out there and just compete. I mean, that's all you can do when you're pitching out there, is just compete. And that's what I did.
That conference has so many talented players. You pitched to a very good conference. But you then got drafted by the Rockies. So, draft experience, where were you? How'd you find out?
So draft was a roller coaster for sure. Up and down moments all 3 days, really. And when I finally got that call, you know, day three with the Rockies, I was at home with my family and my agent. And it was just an amazing feeling, you know, lifelong dream finally coming true after, you know, all the adversity that I've had to face, you know, previous years. And so finally getting that call was, you know, one of the best feelings of my life.
So then you went to the ACL, pitched only one game, now here in Fresno, two starts so far. Your first outing in Stockton at your Chancy Park, what were your experiences in front of a great, great crowd as well?
Yeah, I mean, Fresno is awesome. That stadium's awesome. The atmosphere's awesome. The fans show out. And, I mean, you know, it was special getting out there and being able to compete, especially as my first start, my first affiliated start. It was awesome and couldn't ask for a better atmosphere.
Let's talk about the start that we had against Rancho Cucamonga. 6 innings, 1 hit, 10 strikeouts, no runs, allowing the first hit in the 6th inning. What was going through your mind? You looked fantastic.
You know, when you have days like that, nothing's really going through your brain. You're just up there competing and trying to execute pitches, and that's all I was really trying to do. I wasn't trying to do too much. You know, I mean, I have Cody Huff back there, which is just an amazing catcher. Baseball IQ's out of the roof. So,
yeah.
And we established a game plan before we went out there, and his pitch calling was really good, and I just had to follow him. So big props to Cody, actually, and, you know, just executing our game plan that we established early, and it worked.
Early on, you've been great, but what can fans expect from you for the rest of the season?
I think you're just going to see me keep competing. Compete in the strike zone, that's my motto. You know, I don't want to beat myself. I want to let the hitter beat me if it's going to happen. So I'm just going to compete in the zone and trust my stuff and try to get out.
Awesome. Well, Blake Adams, thanks for joining me on this interview.
Thank you.
Cool ride, right?
That cruiser is pure gold.
Right you are, Daddy-O. Chuck Chansey Gold. It's the $600,000 cruising Camaro giveaway.
Holy moly.
You can win a share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chess.
Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Welcome back to Chuck Chansey Park here in downtown Fresno, California for game one between the San Jose Giants and your Fresno Grizzlies. Well, we want to thank the reigning California League pitcher of the week, Blake Adams, for joining us on the pregame show. What a fun guy to talk to. And again, congratulations to Blake Adams. We're also going to talk about the player of the week during the broadcast as well, the California League player of the week. Also one of your Fresno Grizzlies. So we thank Blake Adams for joining us on the pregame show. Welcome back to Tuesday Morning Baseball here in Chuck Chansey Park. Game one of this six-game series. It is making the grade an education day here at the ballpark. 6,000-plus kids who were all over the Central Valley coming down. A free game at the ballpark, free lunch as well, a free ticket. They get a chance to talk all about staying active and eating healthy, and a chance for them to come watch some Grizzlies baseball. Parker T. Bear just taking the field as well. We'll also do a Keys to the Game simulcast here in about 5 minutes or so, so we'll have that coming up. But before we do the Keys to the Game, let's do today's starting lineups presented by Toyota. First, we'll start with the visiting San Jose Giants. They come in with a record of 10-5. They are first place in the California League Northern Division. Leading off and playing center field, number 9, Carter Howell. Batting second, the second baseman, number 1, Diego Velasquez. Batting third, the catcher, number 6, Zach Morgan. Batting fourth, the left fielder, number 10, Matt Higgins. Batting fifth, the shortstop, number 16, Jose Ramos. Batting sixth, the DH, number 55, Andrew Cachel. Batting seventh, third baseman, number 26, Edison Mora. Batting eighth, the first baseman, number 17, Garrett Frechette. And batting ninth, the right fielder, number 7, Alexander Suarez. And on the bump for the San Jose Giants is the left-hander, number 18, Carson Wisenhunt, who comes with a record of 0-0 and a 4.66 ERA. And that lineup for San Jose is brought to them by the manager, Jeremiah Knockstead. And Knockstead has that lineup. Now here's the starting lineup for your Fresno Grizzlies, who come with a record of 8-7. They are second place in the California League Northern Division standings, two games back of San Jose, under manager Steve Solis. Leading off and playing third base, number 23, Andy Perez. Batting second, the shortstop, number 4, Ryan Ritter. Batting third, the first baseman, number 3, Bryant Betancourt. Batting fourth, the center fielder, number 1, Jesus Bouguereau. Batting fifth, the catcher, number 7, Cody Huff. Batting sixth, the DH, number 10, Jake Snyder. Batting seventh, the left fielder, number 28, E.J. Andrews Jr. Batting eighth, the right fielder, number 29, Robbie Martin. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 2, Luis Mendez. And on the bump for your Grizzlies is the left-hander, number 26, Caleb Franzen. 0-1 record, a 4.50 ERA. Caleb Franzen gets a start for Fresno under manager Steve Solis. And the lineup, Perez, Ritter, Betancourt, Bouguereau, Huff, Snyder, E.J. Andrews Jr., Robbie Martin, Luis Mendez for the Grizzlies. So we are about set for our keys to the game. We're going to have a simulcast in a sec. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back with the keys to the game.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards.
is 6-0 when they score first this season. Key number two, the Grizzlies need to hit a home run. Fresno is 3-0 at home when they hit a home run. And key number three, the Grizzlies love Growlifornia. So everybody in the park, make some noise! Back to you, Julian.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to the broadcast, and we just did a simulcast here on the broadcast and also at Chukchansey Park. Our keys to the game, and we want to make sure we go through those keys to the game again. The Grizzlies need to score first. Fresno, 6-0 when they score first this season. Unfortunately for Fresno, when they were on the road, 0-5 when the other team scores first. Key number two, the Grizzlies need to hit a home run. Fresno is 3-0 at home when they hit a home run. The Grizzlies have 13 home runs this season. They are actually tied for second in single A in home runs. And finally, the Grizzlies love Growlifornia. Everybody at the ballpark, 6,000-plus kids, they need to make some noise and get your Grizzlies excited for today's action. So those are our keys to the game. We are so grateful that we're able to do these simulcasts with Virch, and we thank Virch for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies and what they do to make these things happen. And again, we did those starting lineups, but let's go through the umpires, and we'll go back through the starting lineups here on the broadcast. Tuesday morning baseball, game one between the Fresno Grizzlies and the San Jose Giants. The home plate umpire tonight is Spencer Kim. Evan Anderson is the base umpire. They have just taken the field for today's action. The Grizzlies, they are in the white uniforms. They have the beige cap, so beige pants, beige jersey, beige caps with the red bill. Fresno on the front in big red letters. Their numbers in the back in red as well. San Jose, they are wearing their gray uniforms. They have San Jose written across the front in orange and black. They're wearing their black caps with orange bill. They have the SJ logo on the top of their black caps. As we see the managers talking to the umpiring crew. Great shot right there of the umpires and our manager, Steve Solis, and the manager for San Jose, Jeremy Knockstead. So let's go through the lineups one more time. First for the visiting San Jose Giants. They are 10-5, first place in the California League Northern Division. They've won 9 of their last 11 games after dropping 2-3 against these Grizzlies at Excite Ballpark. Center fielder Carter Howell will lead things off. Second baseman number 1, Diego Velasquez, he'll bat second. The catcher number 6, Zach Morgan, a Fresno State Bulldog, he'll bat third. Batting fourth, the left fielder number 10, Matt Higgins. Batting fifth, the shortstop number 16, Jose Ramos. Batting sixth, the DH number 55, Andrew Cachel. Cachel, also a Fresno State Bulldog. Batting seventh, the third baseman number 26, Edison Mora. Batting eighth, the first baseman number 17, Garrett Frechette, who finds a way every game to get an RBI against the Grizzlies. And batting ninth, the right fielder number 7, Alexander Suarez, a returner in San Jose's lineup. And on the bump for the Giants is the left-hander number 18, Carson Wisenhunt. Wisenhunt comes in with a record of 0-0, a 4.66 ERA. Wisenhunt will be making his fourth start this season for San Jose. Now here's the starting lineup for your Fresno Grizzlies, who's coming with a record of 8-7. They are tied for second place in the California League Northern Division standings. 2 games behind these Giants, and it'll look like this. Under manager Steve Solis, leading off and playing third base, number 23, Andy Perez. Batting second, the California League Player of the Week, the shortstop, number 4, Ryan Ritter, who had 3 home runs and 8 RBIs while batting .400 in that series against Rancho Cucamonga. He will hit second. Batting third, the first baseman, number 3, Bryant Betancourt. Batting fourth, the center fielder, number 1, Jesus Bouguerin. Batting fifth, the catcher, number 7, Cody Huff. Batting sixth, the DH, number 10, Jake Snyder, who is currently ranked in the top 3 in average in the California League. Batting seventh, the left fielder, number 28, E.J. Andrews Jr. Batting eighth, the right fielder, number 29, Robbie Martin. And batting ninth, the second baseman, number 2, Luis Mendez. And on the bump for your Fresno Grizzlies is the left-hander, number 26, Caleb Franzen. 0-1 record, a 4.50 ERA. So it'll be Franzen and Wisenhunt, a battle of left-handers. It should be a lot of fun here at Chukchansey Park in downtown Fresno, California. California is ready for today. All right, we'll take a quick commercial break. When we come back, you have the national anthem and first pitch. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on ESPN 790 AM. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB.com.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
What a great national anthem to get us started for Tuesday morning baseball here in downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on ESPN 790 AM. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'll bring you the play-by-play today as we have a great California League Northern Division battle between the San Jose Giants and the Fresno Grizzlies. Caleb Franzen, the left-handed pitcher for the Grizzlies, finishing up his warm-up pitches as he will take on Carter Howell, Diego Velasquez, and Zach Morgan to get us set for baseball here at Chuck Chancey Park. Morning baseball, game one of this six-game series. Today is the first of three making the grade games here at Chuck Chancey Park. Making the grade is a great opportunity for kids and schools around the Central Valley to come to a game for free. Tickets and a lunch with an assembly, seeing Parker T. Bear enjoying some food and some Grizzlies baseball. Beautiful weather as well. And that is a thank you to the Fresno Grizzlies Community Department and also to our great corporate partners. They're involved with making the grade as well. So thank you for making this possible. Over 6,000 kids are here today. We'll get the final attendance a little bit later for the amount of kids in the ballpark. But the kids that are here today are going to be ready for some good Grizzlies baseball. 69 degrees outside, 4 mile per hour winds out to right field, sunny skies as Caleb Franzen from the full windup will wind and deal, and here's the first pitch, and it's a line drive, base hit to left, and we are underway here at Chuck Chancey Park. So a single to start things off for Carter Howell, as here comes the second baseman, Diego Velasquez. So here comes Diego Velasquez, the second baseman. First pitch at 11:08. Franzen from the stretch now. Winds and deals, and that's a called strike on the inner part of the plate. And the count at 0-1. So 11:08 a.m. for first pitch. As Franzen will come set. And here comes his next offering. That's a fly ball to left field. E.J. Andrews Jr., the left fielder, reaches up to the sky, and he will make the catch for the first out. F7 on the putouts. Here comes the catcher in Zach Morgan. So Zach Morgan now to the plate. A .233 batting average, no home runs, 5 RBIs, .667 OPS. For the Fresno State product, as it'll be a check on Carter Howell. He's back there safely. Caleb Franzen, three pitches, a fastball, slider, and a changeup. Making his third start in a Grizzlies uniform. 0-1 record, 4.50 ERA, as that ball is down. And the count now at 1-0 to Zach Morgan. Just underway here at Chuck Chancey Park. As Franzen again will come set around the face, and here's the pitch, and it's a ground ball to Perez at third. Perez over to second. Mendez gets the out. Over to first. It's a double play. 5-4-3. Andy Perez continues his fielding dominance with that beautiful turn. Grizzlies get out of the first inning without any runs. They're coming up to bat in the bottom of the first. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on ESPN 790 AM. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light, you might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. We're in the bottom of the first inning between the Giants and the Grizzlies. No score. It's Chuck Chancey's $600,000 cruising Camaro giveaway. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $46,000 every week. Grand finale on April 28th. That's coming up in 3 days, where one winner will drive away in a brand new Chevy Camaro. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. And we thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the first. First pitch to Andy Perez from the left-hander Carson Wisenhunt is a fastball outside, and the count at 1-0. Andy Perez coming in hitting 271. 7-11 OPS, no homers, as that pitch is low. And the count now at 2-0. As here comes the next pitch from Wisenhunt, and it's fouled off, and the count now at 2-1. Here comes the 2-1 pitch to Perez, as that's a chopper. Wisenhunt from his position over to first in time. Goes 1-3 on the put out. As we'll bring up the shortstop in Ryan Ritter. Ritter, the California League Player of the Week. Last week he was fantastic in Rancho. Ritter went 8-for-20, a .400 batting average, 3 homers, 1 double, 5 RBI, 3 runs, 8 walks, and 2 stolen bases. As the first pitch to Ritter is in there for a strike, and the count at 0-1. As here comes the next pitch, and it is in there for a strike, and the count at 0-2. Here's the 0-2, and it's inside. And the count now at 1-2 to Ryan Ritter. Fourth round draft pick in 2022. Here's the 1-2, and it's high. And the count now at 2-2. University of Kentucky product, Ryan Ritter. A .240 batting average, .907 OPS. 4 home runs for him, 10 RBI. As that pitch is swung on and missed, that ball's in the dirt. Morgan over to first for the putout. So Ritter is a strikeout victim, goes 2-3 on the putout. First strikeout for Carson Wisenhunt with 2 away. Here comes the first baseman in Brian Betancourt. Good pitch from Wisenhunt down in the zone, and Ritter went chasing. So 2 outs now. Here comes the pitch from the left-hander in Wisenhunt, and it is a called strike, and the count at 0-1 to Bryant Betancourt. Here's the 0-1, and it is in there for a strike, and the count now at 0-2, and Betancourt not happy with that call as he falls behind here. Here's the 0-2. And Betancourt looks at called strike 3. A perfectly placed pitch from Wisenhunt to end the inning. After 1 inning of play here at Chuck Chancey Park, no score between the Grizzlies and the Giants. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on ESPN 790 AM. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancey Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May
20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state, with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office.
Yeah! Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
Welcome back to the top of the second. Grizzlies Giants no score here at Chuck Chancey Park as Matt Higgins to the plate. The count at 0-1 to him, and that pitch is outside. The count at 1-1. So here comes the 1-1, and it's a foul ball. And the count now at 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. From the left-hander in Caleb Franzen to Matt Higgins. Here's the pitch. And it is low. And the count now at 2-2. Beautiful morning for Grizzlies baseball. Thanks for joining us. Here's the 2-2, and that is a line drive to center field. Coming in, racing in his Boo Green. He can't get there. Gets it on a bounce. And for the second straight inning, the Giants have their leadoff batter on base. Second hit, Franzen's allowed, as he'll bring up the shortstop in Jose Ramos. Franzen comes set. Here's the pitch to Ramos, and it's a bunt attempt, and it's outside for a ball, and the count at 1-0. Against Caleb Franzen. Franzen's listed at 6'3", 200 pounds. The left-hander also bats lefty. Played at the University of Portland, where he was a 12th round draft pick by the Rockies in 2022. That pitch is in there for a strike. Good pitch on the outer part of the play, and the count at 1-1. He was picked number 356 in last year's draft from the University of Portland. Second professional season. Franzen was born in Phoenix, Arizona. He's 21 years old. June 10th, 2001, as Ramos takes a big cut and comes up empty, and the count at 1-2. Franzen, a good control left-hander. 0-1 record, a 4.50 ERA. Third start with Fresno's. That's a ground ball. This could be two. It's going to go 6-4-3. Double play. Ritter, Mendez to Betancourt. And for the second time in as many innings, the Grizzlies have a double play. Franzen got exactly what he needed on that one. Now two outs as here comes the DH and Andrew Cachel. Cachel, a .311 batting average. No home runs. 8 RBIs as he takes a big cut and comes up empty in the count at 0-1. And just like his teammate Zach Morgan and just like his foe in E.J. Andrews Jr., another product of Fresno State, as the 0-1 is flung foul in the count now at 0-2. Cachel's the DH today for San Jose. Two outs here in the top of the second. No score between the Grizzlies and the Giants. Here's the pitch, and it is fouled off, and the count will remain at 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. And it is outside in the count at 1-2. Friends in his last outing came on April 18th. It was a day game in Rancho. Six innings of a no-decision outing for him. Here's the 1-2, and it is outside. The count now at 2-2. Six innings, four hits, two runs. They were both earned. He walked two and struck out three. It was the most innings pitched in his early career. Most hits allowed as well, and most walks for him. As that pitch is called, strike three on the outer part of the plate, and that will end the inning. Caleb Franzen gets rid of another leadoff hit. 0-0 as we head to the bottom of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, ESPN 790 AM, and the Bally Live app. We'll be back.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California at beautiful Chuck Chancey Park. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, ESPN 790 AM. We're also on the Bally Live app, MILB.com. Bottom of the second, no score between San Jose and Fresno as Jesus Bouguerin takes a big hack and he foul tips that one. The count at 0-1 against the left-hander and Carson Wisenhunt. Wisenhunt is making his fourth start in a Giants uniform. He wears the number 18 on the back of his gray jersey. Born October 20th, 2000. Here's the pitch, and that's a ground ball to the second baseman. Velasquez on a couple bounces, throws it over, and Bouguerin is retired. 4-3 on the putout as we bring up the catcher in Cody Huff. Cody Huff right now in a little bit of a schneid. He has not gotten a hit over his past five games. But the catcher still batting 279, one homer, 10 RBIs. Against Wisenhunt, as we said, born on October 20th, 2000. He is 6'3", 209 pounds. The left-hander was a second-round draft pick by the Giants in 2022. Born in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. As that pitch is inside and high, and the count at 1-0. Tuesday morning baseball, making the grade. A bunch of kids are here at the ballpark. Here's the 1-0, and it's swung on and missed. The count now at 1-1. As Wisenhunt already ready to go. Here's the pitch from the left-hander. And that's a swing and a miss, and the count at 1-2. 93 on the gun right there from the left-hander Wisenhunt. Second time the Grizzlies have seen the left-hander this season. Saw him in the opener at Excite Ballpark, where the Grizzlies won in extra innings, 5-3. Here comes the 1-2 from Wisenhunt. Long pause, here's the pitch. And it swung on and missed, and Huff down on strikes. Third strikeout for Wisenhunt. Now we'll bring up the DH and Jake Snyder. Wisenhunt is one of the top prospects in the Giants system. And is 11 and 11 of the first 16 players selected by the Giants of that 2022 class are on San Jose's active roster. As that pitch is inside and the count at 1-0. And Wisenhunt, the second round draft pick from that class. Here's the pitch. And that's a chopper. It's going to be a tough play. It's going to stay in fair territory. Wisenhunt has no play. I think that's going to be an infield single. I believe that is. We'll wait for the official ruling. A little chopper towards the left side, the third base bag. And Snyder reaches. His 390 average is going to be bumped up a little bit. One of the top hitters in the California League. Now here comes another good hitter for the Grizzlies, E.J. Injures Jr. 3 home runs, 5 RBIs to go with his 188 batting average. Here's the pitch, and E.J. takes a pitch inside. And the count at 1-0. There are 3 Fresno State Bulldogs in this series, in this game today as well. Here's the 1-0 from Wisenhunt. And it is in there for a strike, and the count at 1-1. From the lefty Wisenhunt, who has big blonde flowy hair from the back of his black and orange cap. He'll come set as Snyder leads from first. A little of a cat and mouse game between the two. Here's the pitch. There goes Snyder. The throwdown is second by Morgan's online, and it's not in time. Snyder sneaks a hand in there for the stolen base. Snyder reaches on the stolen base. And now a runner in scoring position with 2 outs. As Andrews Jr. looks to bring him in. The count at 2-1 now. Here's the pitch. And it's inside. And the count now at 3 balls and a strike. So 3 balls, 1 strike, 2 outs. Here's the pitch. And it's fouled off at the plate, and we'll do it again with the same count. Snyder, by the way, this is his second stolen base this season. So good on Jake Snyder. The Grizzlies, 8-7 on the year. They are 2 games back of this Giants squad. As that's a swing and a miss, and Andrews Jr. down on strikes. A good fastball from Wisenhunt to get out of the jam. 0-0 after 2 innings of play between the Grizzlies and the Giants. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, ESPN 790 AM, Bally Live, and MILB.com.
Efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Top of the third inning between the Grizzlies and the Giants. Caleb Franzen will wind and deal. And the first pitch is swung on and missed by the third baseman in Edison Mora. downtown Fresno, California, here at Chuck Chancey Park. As that pitch is in there for a strike, and the count at 0-2. Against Edison Mora, 147 average, 485 OPS, one homer for Mora. Here's the pitch, and it's a ground ball. It's going to be a tough play. The first baseman in Bencourt makes it. He hustles over to first for the out. Three unassisted for the first out of the inning, as here comes the first baseman in Garrett Frechette. So Caleb Franzen looking good so far. 0-0 score here in the third. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. As that's a swing and a miss by Frechette, the count at 0-1. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today, as that's a high pop-up. Perez, the third baseman, over there in foul territory, and he will make the catch. Two outs in the inning. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here in the top of the third, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. So two outs now in the inning, as Alexander Suarez will stride to the plate, and the first pitch is swung on a miss by the free-swinging righty. So two outs in the inning. Here's the 0-1 from Franzen, and it's swung on a miss. The count quickly at 0-2. So no balls, two strikes, two outs. 0-0 here in the top of the third in downtown Fresno, California, Chuck Chancey Park. Here's the pitch, and that is low, and the count now at 1-2. Tuesday morning baseball, we are at making the grade here at Chuck Chancey Park, and we thank our corporate partners and all of our great workers here at Chuck Chancey Park and the Fresno Grizzlies for making today happen, as that pitch is fouled off towards the Giants dugout. 6,000 plus kids are here. Central Valley Schools, there is a good mixture of Fresno, Clovis, Madera, Kingsburg. Just to list a few cities also in attendance today. That pitch is low on the count at 2-2. The kids enjoying a free game thanks to our corporate partners. They also got a free lunch as well, as that's a high fly ball to center field. Racing back is the center fielder in Bougarin. He will reach up just shy of the warning track and make the catch. Free lunch, free tickets, and free baseball. You can't go wrong with it. We head to the bottom of the third. No score between the Giants and Grizzlies. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, ESPN 790 AM, and the Bally Live app.
Efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to the bottom of the third inning. We're at downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Robbie Martin Jr. will lead things off against the lefty and Carson Wisenhunt. The first pitch is chopped to the first baseman, and Garrett Frechette will step on the bag for the first out. It goes three unassisted, and Robbie Martin's retired, as he'll bring up the second baseman, Luis Mendez. Here's the pitch from Mendez, or to Mendez, and the count at 0-1 from Carson Wisenhunt. Here comes the pitch from Wisenhunt, and it is low, and the count at 1-1 to Mendez. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Bobby Salazar's for providing today's press box food. Are you craving some delicious Mexican food? Look no further than Bobby Salazar's in Old Town Clovis. From sizzling fajitas to mouth-watering burritos, we've got something for everyone. Come join us for lunch or dinner in the heart of Clovis, or you can also order online for delivery at BobbySalazarsOTC.com. Bobby Salazar's Old Town Clovis is a proud official partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. And here in the bottom of the third, we thank Bobby Salazar's for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. Here's the pitch from Wisenhunt to Mendez, and it's fouled off. The count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch from Wisenhunt. And it's a check swing. Did he go around? No, says the first base umpire, Evan Anderson. The count now full 3-2 to Luis Mendez. Well, if you've never been to Chuck Chancy Park, you are missing out. A beautiful ballpark here in downtown Fresno. Here's the 3-2. And it is called strike three. Mendez caught looking. Fifth strikeout already for Wisenhunt. And with two outs, here comes Andy Perez. 324 to left field, all the way to 385 in left center field. The big manual, or the big new video board out in left center field. There's a grassy berm and a pool out in left center as well. Here's the pitch from Wisenhunt, and Perez fouls it off. Keep going down, 400 to dead center. Keep marching over to right center field, where you do see now a manual scoreboard out in right center field. And then all the way down, 335 to the short porch in right. Here's the 0-1 to Perez, and he lines it to left field. That ball is going to stay up just enough for the left fielder Higgins to run it down. Carson Wisenhunt and Caleb Franzen, 3 clean innings for both left-handers. We head to the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live at, and ESPN 790 AM.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancy Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state, with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office.
The keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Top of the fourth inning. No score between the Giants and Grizzlies. Caleb Franzen. First pitch was a strike. Now a ground ball to the third baseman, Andy Perez. Perez over to first, and Carter Howell is retired. 5-3 on the putout, and Caleb Franzen has allowed two hits so far, but both were erased on double play. So right now, Caleb Franzen has faced the minimum here in the fourth inning, as here comes the second baseman, Diego Velasquez. Only one of two games going on here in single A, the other one in the Cal League as well. It's Inland Empire and Rancho Cucamonga, as Velasquez line drive base hits a left field. Third hit now allowed by Franzen. As here comes the catcher in Zach Morgan. Caleb Franzen went to the University of Portland for 3 years. Made 40 appearances as a starter and reliever. Went 7-9 with a 4.75 ERA. He recorded 151 strikeouts in 138.1 career innings. In 2022, made 7 starts over 18 outings, going 2-5 with a 5.16 ERA. The Rockies picked him up in the 12th round in 2022. Here's the pitch, and that pitch is fouled off, and the count at 1-0. Only 21 years old, he is 6'3", 200 pounds. Prior to going to the University of Portland, Franzen attended West Lynn High School in West Lynn, Oregon. Here's the 0-1 to Morgan as Velasquez dances off of first. Franzen checks on him. Here's the pitch. It's outside, and the count at 1-1. While at West Lynn High School in his senior year, Franzen threw a no-hitter in the second round of the Oregon Class 6A state playoffs versus Bend. West Lynn won on a walk-off single 1-0 in the seventh. He said it was probably the pinnacle of his pitching career, as that is a strike, and the count at 1-1, or 1-2. He enjoyed every second he had in high school, and then because he wasn't highly touted out of high school, went to the University of Portland, where he was initially a walk-on. Here's the 1-2, and that's a line drive base hit to center field. And now the Giants with runners at first and second, and one out in the inning, as here comes the left fielder in Matt Higgins. Fourth hit now for San Jose. So here's Higgins. He singled in his first at-bat. But Franzen really enjoyed his time in college as well. And he said what really made it was he went on a cruise with his family during winter break. And this had happened during college. And he said prior to him going on the break, he was, you know, thrown in the low 80s. As the first pitch is a call strike to Higgins, and the count at 0-1. Well, there was no weights on the cruise, so the only thing he could do was stretch. Well, after a couple days on the cruise, he came back to college, and the next time he threw, he was throwing 5 miles per hour faster than he was before. As the 0-1 there, cruises in there, and the count at 0-2. So Franzen said, you know what, I'm a big proponent of stretching. If I can throw 5 miles per hour harder by just stretching over a short time frame, I'm going to keep doing it. As the 0-2 is fouled off, and it will go into the seats, and a kiddo will get a lucky foul ball. So Franzen, big proponent of stretching, and probably should listen to him on that one a little bit, as that is swung on and missed. An elevated fastball from Franzen, and Higgins down on strikes. Second strikeout for Franzen. And with two outs, he'll bring up the shortstop in Jose Ramos. Ramos hitting to a double play back in the second inning. So we'll see what the left-hander Franzen does against the righty in Ramos. Here's the pitch, and it is a perfectly placed slider on the inner part of the plate, and the count at 0-1. We're in the top of the fourth, no score between the Giants and the Grizzlies. A pair of left-handers going at one another. Here's the pitch from Franzen, and it's outside. The count at 1-1. Tuesday morning baseball, game one of this six-game series. The next four games will be 6:50 p.m. first pitches. And then Sunday to wrap up the series at 105, as that is a strike in the count of 1-2. We'll talk about the upcoming promotions a little bit later in the broadcast, so stay tuned for that. A lot of promotions this season at Chukchansey Park, as the 1-2 is high. The count now at 2-2 to Ramos. But if you haven't come to a game yet this season, you have to come check it out, as that will be a check on the runner back at second. No throw. Franzen stepped off the rubber, so no balk or advancement there. It was the second baseman in Velasquez. So he dances again. Here's the pitch, and it's a fastball that misses inside. And the count now runs full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. So the runners now with 2 outs will take off on the pitch. Here they go. That's a ground ball. It's going to be to the shortstop, Ritter. The Ritter bobbles it, and everybody is safe. E6 on that one as Ritter picks up the air, and the sure-handed Ritter just couldn't come up with that one. Looks like it bounced off the heel of the glove. He had to adjust that, and Ritter just held the ball instead. So now the bases are loaded with 2 outs for the DH, Andrew Cachel. K-A-C-H-E-L. Here's the pitch, and it is a ball, and the count at 1-0. And I like the location there from Franzen. Didn't miss by much against the lefty Cachel. So Franzen wanted to make sure that was a ball. Here comes the pitch, and it's swung on and missed, and Cachel chasing after a beautiful slider from Franzen, and the count at 1-1. The Giants and the Grizzlies, two teams who have seen a lot of each other over the past 2 seasons, have made kind of a start of a nice rivalry, as that is fouled off in the count at 1-2. This is the second series of 5 between these two teams, the first one here at Chukchansey Park. The Giants will be back here during July 4th, that weekend, for a 6-game series. So the week of July 4th, they'll be back in town. The Grizzlies will be visiting Excite Ballpark in about a month or so, as that is swung on and missed, and that will end the inning. Caleb Franzen works out of a bases-loaded jam. No scores. We had the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, ESPN 790 AM, and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chukchansey Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chukchansey Park ticket office.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chukchansey Park. Bottom the fourth inning between the Giants and the Grizzlies. No score here in downtown Fresno at Chukchansey Park. Mako Abbott, Le Provence apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Le Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2-bedroom apartments. Visit our website at leproveneceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Here in the bottom of the fourth, we thank Mako Abbott, Le Provence, for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. First pitch to Ryan Ritter is outside. And the count now at 1-0 and no strikes. to Ryan Ritter. Ritter was a strikeout victim back in the first. Here's the pitch from Wisenhunt, and Ritter again swinging a miss in the count of 1-1. So 1-1. Here's the pitch from Wisenhunt, and it is in there for a strike. The count now at 1-2. Wisenhunt has been dealing one hit, five strikeouts so far through three scoreless innings. We've had a pitcher's duel here at Chukchansey Park Tuesday morning, game 1 of 6. And a beautiful ballpark. Chukchansey Park has new grass. That's right. As that is swung on and missed, and Ritter is down on strikes for the second time. Six strikeouts now for Wisenhunt. As here comes the first baseman in Bryant Betancourt. But as we said, new grass here at Chukchansey Park. One of the new amenities and new upgrades here. 25 seasons of Grizzlies baseball, and we finally have new grass, and it looks great. Ground ball to the second baseman, Velasquez. Velasquez gobbles it up over to first, and Betancourt's retired. 4-3 on the put out, as here comes the center fielder, Jesus Bugarin. Here's the pitch, and it's a ground ball foul down the third base line. And the count at 0-1 from Bugarin. Bugarin was a ground out victim back in the second inning. As that is a high pop up, and it's going to drift foul. And the count now at 0-2 to Bugarin. So no balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. And a check swing in Bugarin. Did he go around? Yes. And they're going to tag him out to end the inning. No score! Carson Wisenhunt, seven strikeouts through four scoreless innings. We end the fifth, 0-0 between the Grizzlies and the Giants. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on ESPN 790 AM. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Can win a share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chess.
Only at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, Chukchansey Park. Top of the fifth inning, no score between the Giants and the Grizzlies. Caleb Franzen taking on Edison Mora to lead off the inning. Mora was a ground-out victim back in the third. Right-hander starts to get loose down in the Giants' bullpen. So here's the pitch from Franz, and it's a high fly ball. Center field, Bougarin racing back at the wall. He will make the catch. Bougarin about 2 feet shy of that center field wall. He will make the catch for the first out. F8 on the put out. Will bring up the first baseman in Garrett Frechette. As we'll have time real quick as the ball got to the backstop. So a right-hander down in the pen for San Jose. As Franzen will wind and deal, and here's the pitch, and it's a ground ball sharp to the first baseman, Bennecourt. Bennecourt will hustle, throw it over to Franzen covering, and that is the second out of the inning. Bennecourt stayed with that hard liner right there from Frechette. Goes 3-1 on the put out, and with two away, here's the right fielder, Alexander Suarez. Suarez was a flyout victim back in the third inning. Here comes the first pitch from Franzen, and that pitch is a strike, and the count at 0-1. So no balls, one strike. Here's the pitch, and it is inside, and the count now at 1-1. From the lefty, Caleb Franzen. Franzen worked 6 innings in his last start, so the left-hander will probably try to get that, maybe more if he can continue at this pace, as that pitch is low, and the count at 2-1. Franzen only had 59 pitches. So the left-hander has plenty in the tank. Reached up to 90 in his last start. Here's the 2-1 as that pitch is way outside. And the count at 3-1 now to Alexander Suarez. A beautiful Tuesday morning here at Chancy Park. Here's the 3-1. That's a hard chopper foul towards the Giants bullpen. And whoever was doing the bullpen catching for the Giants makes the play. And a young fan will get that foul ball. Oh, that's great to see. Making the grade, we thank our corporate partners for being a proud sponsor of today's game, as that's a fly ball to left field. Andrews Jr. came in, now racing back. He's going to have to play it off the wall. It's going to bounce again past the glove of Bougarin. Over to third now is Suarez, and he's in with a sliding triple. Andrews Jr. read the ball wrong off the bat. He came in. The ball was way over his head. It banged off the wall. Bougarin tried making a play. Went past his glove, and then Andrews Jr. was right there. He had to throw that ball in, but the speedster and Suarez with a two-out triple, and just like that, the Giants are 90 feet away from possibly scoring a run. Here's the pitch now to Carter Howell, and the count at 1-0. Fifth hit now for San Jose on the triple. Here's the pitch. And it's outside, and the count now at 2-0. And Franzen, I think, a little bit upset with himself with those first two pitches as he got the ball back in a hurry. So runner at third now with two outs, and Carter Howell 0-for-2, or 1-for-2 today, as that ball is low, and it's 3-0. Howell's batting average now at .286. But again, as we said, it's making the grade, so our kiddos are here. 6,000-plus kids are here in the Central Valley. Great turnout, as that's a called strike. We count now at 3-1. A lot of schools are here. 40-plus schools are here as well. Beautiful morning for baseball. 70 degrees at first pitch, as that is a called strike. And the count now at 3-2. One of three making the grade games that we have. May 9th and May 23rd are the other two as well. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs here in the top of the fifth. Here's the pitch. And that's a little chopper off the bat, and it gets into left field. And the Giants lead 1-0. Carter Howell with the RBI single, and San Jose takes a 1-0 lead. A blooper to left field gets down. As here comes the second baseman, Diego Velasquez. So now that's the first run of the inning, and here's the pitch, and it's fouled off. So 1-0 San Jose, and right now that is the difference maker here in today's contest. Here's the pitch from Franzen, and it's outside, and the count now at 1-1. So one ball, one strike, two outs, 1-0 San Jose here in the fifth. And the 1-1, and it'll be a check on the runner in Howell. He's back safely. The right-hander that's in the pen for San Jose is Liam Simon. Here's the pitch, and there goes the runner, and that is a bloop single to center. First and third now, as Howell gets a third base. Another two-out single, and Diego Velasquez is now 2-for-3. As here comes Zach Morgan now. Morgan 1-for-2. He singled back in the fourth. And San Jose, three hits this inning, all with two outs. A triple and back-to-back singles. And both singles are barely getting over the infield's head. Here's the pitch, and that's a high pop-up, and it's going to drift foul. The count at 0-1. Cody Huff initially gave chase for about 3 feet before stopping. One to nothing our score here in the top of the fifth inning. Here's the 0-1. And that is a chopper up the middle. Mendez will just step on second base to end the inning. But the Giants get a run on the RBI single from Carter Howell. We head to the bottom of the fifth. Grizzlies looking to make a comeback. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, ESPN 790 AM, and the MILB app. And Bally Live.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Bottom of the fifth inning here at Chukchansey Park in downtown Fresno, California. 1-0 San Jose leads Fresno as there's a new pitcher for the Giants. With the right-hander number 48, Liam Simon, he takes over for Carson Wisenhunt. For Wisenhunt, four innings of work, one hit, no runs, no walks, and seven strikeouts as Cody Huff, first pitch swinging to the third baseman in Mora. Mora over to Frechette for the out. Goes 5-3 on the put out as here comes the DH Liam, or DH Jake Snyder against Liam Simon. Simon is 6'4", 220 pounds. Born October 16th, 2000. A fifth round draft pick by the Giants in 2022. He's from Princeton, New Jersey. As the right-hander will work from the full windup, here's the pitch, and it's outside in the count at 1-0. For Simon, he has a 1.80 ERA. Here comes the pitch, and it's inside of Snyder, and the count now at 2-0. Simon, 1-0 record, a 1.80 ERA. This is his fourth game all out of the pen. Kind of a piggyback to Carson Wisenhunt. So the Grizzlies have seen him. 10 innings of work. He's allowed only 2 earned runs. Here's the 3-0 to Snyder, and it's ball 4 and a 1-out walk to Jake Snyder. Snyder is the only Grizzlies batter to reach base so far today. He has a hit and a walk. Here comes the left fielder, E.J. Andrews Jr. Andrews Jr., a strikeout victim, his first time up. But as we said, to Chancy Park, beautiful ballpark. We have the new field. We have the big video boards. That's a ground ball. Base hit to left field. That will get through past the third baseman, Mora. Andrews Jr. a single. Snyder up to second. Second hit now for Fresno. And they have runners at first and second with one out. As here's the right fielder, Robbie Martin. But so you have the new video board out in left center field. That is in its second year. From the graphics to the headshots you can see on the video board, the videos that can be played, it's big, it's loud, it's fun. You also have the new lights here, which are not in effect, of course, with the day game. And then the new audio, which you can hear all around the ballpark, no matter where you're sitting, whether you're behind home plate, out in the deepest part of the park, you can still hear the same sound of the audio speakers all around the ballpark. As that is swung on and missed. The count now at 0-2 to Robbie Martin from Liam Simon. New grass. You can go to the Fresno Social on left field or the Splash Park in right field. Here comes the 0-2. And that's a high fly ball to left field, but it's going to drift foul. But something for everyone to do here. Lots of promotions here at Chancy Park this season. If you did not come down to Chancy Park during the first homestand or today, you missed out on a couple giveaways, you missed out on a couple special appearances, and you also missed some really good promotions. That is a strike on the inner half of the plate. Robbie Martin not happy with the call. He's the first strikeout victim for Simon. And with two outs, here's the second baseman, Luis Mendez. 1-0 our score. San Jose leads Fresno here in the fifth. Here's the first pitch, and Mendez comes up empty, and the count at 0-1 to him. But so you missed out a lot of promotion, so what's coming up in the pipeline? Well, today we have the Making the Grade game, as that's a ground ball foul, and the count at 0-2. Tomorrow we have What a Deal Wednesday. On Thursday, we have Tioga Thursday, 19.2-ounce beers for only $10, Tioga beers. So here's the 0-2 to Mendez, inside, way out of the way, in the count of 1-2. On Friday, it's halfway to Halloween. Here's the 1-2, and that is inside. The count now at 2-2. It's halfway to Halloween. It's also a Grizzlies tote bag giveaway for the first 1,500 fans. That's presented by Chancy Gold Resort and Casino. That pitch is a line drive to center field. Base hit, and this game is tied off the bat of Luis Mendez. A big single for Mendez, and the fans get going, and we are tied at 1. Luis Mendez comes in with his second RBI of the season. Up to third is E.J. Andrews. Snyder scores on the play. And with two outs, here's the third baseman and Andy Perez. So just like that, this scoreless game is now tied at 1. San Jose scored in the fifth. Now the Grizzlies get their run back. Runner still in scoring position for the 18-year-old in Perez. Here's the pitch, and that's a ground ball. That's going to get into shallow right field. No play, and the Grizzlies have a 2-1 lead. Got past the first baseman, Frechette. The second baseman, Velasquez, had the ball, but nobody was covering first base, and Perez reaches. Andrews Jr. comes in to score. Mendez to second. Perez reaches. And just like that, the Grizzlies are out in front 2-1. Here's Ryan Ritter now, probably the most dangerous hitter in the lineup, in the count at 0-1 as the fastball is sizzled in there, and it's 0-1 to Ritter. So Perez the runner at second, or the runner at first. Mendez the runner at second. Here's the pitch, and it's outside. The count at 1-1, and the catcher Morgan liking that. It is a single for Andy Perez. So Fresno now three hits this inning off of Simon. Here's the pitch. And that's a high chopper. That's to the third baseman. It's going to be a tough play. The throw over is way offline. And Ritter is safe. We'll see what the ruling is. Now the bases are loaded with two outs for Bryant Bencourt. Perez up to second. Mendez to third. We'll see what the call is here. As here's Bryant Bencourt now. Here's the pitch, and it's a fly ball foul. And the count at 0-1. And I believe they ruled that a hit for Ryan Ritter. It's a tough ground ball for the third baseman, Mora. It was right in on the grass. Here's the 0-1 of Bencourt, and that's fouled off. Heads up. Count now at 0-2, and I hope the kiddo's okay over there. So no balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch from Simon. And that is inside, the count of 1-2. Bases loaded. And Ritter is given a hit, by the way. So five hits now for Fresno. Four in this inning. They have the bases loaded off of three singles or four singles. Here's the pitch. It's outside. The count now at 2-2. Simon trying to work a backdoor slider. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Bottom of the fifth, 2-1 Fresno. Here comes the pitch. And it swung on and missed. A slider gets Bencourt way out in front, and that will end the inning. But RBI singles from Luis Mendez and Andy Perez give the Grizzlies a 2-1 lead. We head to the sixth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on ESPN 790 AM. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB.
Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes DRD Pro wins 5223.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancy Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. We're in the top of the sixth inning. The Grizzlies lead the Giants by a score of 2-1. Caleb Franzen back out for another inning of work. We were talking promotions prior to the last inning. So as we said, Friday, April 28th, it's halfway to Halloween night and Friday Night Fireworks. But we want to go back and talk a little bit about tomorrow and Thursday's promotions. Wednesday, April 26th, is What a Deal Wednesday, presented by Island Water Park. First pitch is 6:50 p.m. Here's the pitch from Franzen's outside, the count of 1-0 to Matt Higgins. Two reserve tickets, two Island Water Park tickets, valid Monday through Thursday, two hot dogs and two sodas, over $120 value for just $34. Ground ball to Mendez. Mendez quickly over to Betancourt, and Betancourt makes the catch for the first out, and Higgins is retired. 4-3 on the putouts. Here comes the shortstop in Jose Ramos. On Thursday, April 27th, a 6:50 p.m. first pitch, Tioga Thursdays. Two 19.2-ounce Tioga beers for just $10. The best deal in the Central Valley, if not minor league baseball. As the first pitch is high in the air, and Betancourt will look as it goes foul. And the count at 0-1. On Friday, April 28th, it's halfway to Halloween night, and Friday Night Fireworks with a Grizzlies tote bag giveaway for the first 1,500 fans. It's also Community Outreach Night presented by Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. They're also the Grizzlies Tote Bag Giveaway sponsor. A special appearance from Tyler's Amazing Balancing Act, 6:50 p.m. Friday, April 28th. Now, here's the cool part. Kids 12 and under, if you wear your costumes, you get in for free. And I know Zach, even though he's not 12 and under, I expect him to wear a costume on Friday. That pitch is in the dirt, and the count at 1-2. But that should be a very fun night. Friday Night Fireworks, Community Outreach Night, a tote bag giveaway, all presented by our friends over at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casinos. That pitch is fouled off. The count of 1-2. On Saturday, April 29th, is Christian Fellowship Night, presented by Vangie Logistics and Spirit Radio. Special guest appearance by Tyler's Amazing Balancing Act. As that's a ground ball. Franzen barehands it over to first in time. Perez. Ramos is retired as Perez had come up to try to help out Franzen there. The count. So now two outs as Franzen makes the play. As here comes the DH and Andrew Cachel. Cachel struck out twice so far. So there's a special pregame concert for CFN night by Christian rap star Tadashi. The concert will be held at 5 p.m. in our Tulare Plaza behind our main gate on Tulare Street. So make sure you get your tickets for that. Here's the 1-0, and that's outside. And then Sunday, April 30th, Pro Wrestling Night and Save Mart Sundays. Kids run the bases for free thanks to our free ice cream from Producer's Dairy, a 1:05 p.m. first pitch. That pitch is outside, and the count now at 2-0 to Cachel. There'll be a special guest appearance, but I don't want to give it away. I want you guys to be able to go find it. You can purchase tickets for this night and the special guest appearance at MILB.com/Fresno/tickets/special tickets for the offer, as that pitch is a called strike and the count at 3-2. I'm not going to give it away. I want you guys to go find out. For this week and for the rest of the year, tickets can be found at FresnoGrizzlies.com. Ground ball to the shortstop Ritter over to first. Clean inning for Caleb Franzen, 2-1 Grizzlies. But again, make sure you come out to games this year. FresnoGrizzlies.com. You can also come down to our box office or call us 559-320-4487. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball. Grizzlies lead 2-1. We'll be back on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, ESPN 790 AM, and the Bally Live app.
In downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state, with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chansey Park ticket office.
Yeah! Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and
all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes DRD Pro and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno here at Chuck Chansey Park. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. Grizzlies lead the Giants by a score of 2-1. Jesus Bugarin will lead things off against the right-hander Liam Simon, and that's a chopper foul towards the Grizzlies or the Giants dugout. And the count is at 0-1. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies, as that is fouled off. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts on their website for more information about how to book your next stay. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, adding amenities every year. Check out more on Wyndham Hotels and Resorts website, a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. Here in the bottom of the sixth, we thank Wyndham Hotels and Resorts for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. As Bugarin swings and misses for the first out of the inning. So Bugarin strikes out for the second time. That is the third strikeout now for Liam. 10 strikeouts for San Jose pitching. As here comes the catcher in Cody Huff. Left-hander Carson Skipper now in the pen for Fresno. Here's the pitch from Simon, and it's a strike, and the count at 0-1 to Huff. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental, as that's a ground ball to the third baseman Mora. Mora over to first, and two quick outs as Huff is retired. 5-3 on the put out as Huff is 0-3 now, as here comes the DH and Jake Snyder. Or maybe you need to furnish your home. Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Express Furniture Rental, a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the sixth. So we thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. As will be a quick mound visit with Simon and the catcher, Zach Morgan. So the visit now over between the catcher and the pitcher. Two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. The Grizzlies lead the Giants 2-1. As that's a high fly ball and is going to push foul. And the count now at 2-1. Jake Snyder batting .405 with a 1.085 OPS. He's 1-for-1 with a run scored. What a very good hitter this season for Fresno. As that is a check swing. Did he go around? No. And the count now at 2-1. So here comes the 3-1 now. And that is a called strike as Snyder tried dancing over to first. The count now at 3-2. So we were talking about Grizzlies promotions. There's going to be a lot of future promotions down the pipeline. Of course, you have Star Wars night. You also have July 4th as well, big nights as well. But a lot of themes coming down too. We have a great 70, 80, 90s theme coming up. Trip around the world kind of theme as well coming up. We also have Pajama Jam in June. I'm very excited for that one. I will be wearing my PJs. Don't know which ones yet, but I do have a baseball pair of PJs I want to try out, as that is a walk. So two outs, and Snyder has now reached base all three times this afternoon. As here's the left fielder, EJ Andrews Jr. Here's the pitch, and it is a ball outside. The count at 1-0. Besides your baseball events, though, you also can check out the non-baseball events here at your Chancy Park. And the next big one happens on May 20th, Tequila Fest. Here's the 1-0 to Andrews Jr., and he check swings, but goes around the count at 1-1. May 20th, T.I., Lil Jon, and Rick Ross will be gracing the stage here in downtown Fresno at Chancy Park. Food vendors, tequila tastings, and more. Buy your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. You can also come down to the Chancy Park box office. Tickets are going fast. There is still a little bit of room at the VIP, in our VIP at the club level, and suites are sold out for Tequila Fest, as that looks like it was a balk given on Simon, as Snyder will head up to second base on the balk. So now runner in scoring position with two outs for Andrews Jr. Here's the 1-1, and it's a slider, and the count at 1-2, right down the middle. But again, make sure you get your tickets for Tequila Fest. Tickets are going fast. They are still available, but I recommend getting them now. Here's the 1-2, and that is a check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did. And Andrews Jr. down on strikes. Grizzlies come up empty in the sixth. We head to the seventh. The Grizzlies lead the Giants 2-1. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on ESPN 790 AM. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancy Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Top of the seventh inning, the Grizzlies lead the Giants by a score of 2-1. New pitcher for Fresno is the left-hander Carson Skipper, wears number 32 on the back of his beige jersey. So that ends the evening for Caleb Franzen. Six innings of one-run ball. Allowed seven hits, did not issue a walk, and struck out three. A very good outing for Franzen, so he will leave currently with the win intact to his name as he looks for his first win in a Fresno uniform. We'll bring up Carson Skipper, who takes on 7-8-9 in the San Jose lineup. Skipper bats left, throws left, 6'2", 211 pounds. The 23-year-old's from Birmingham, Alabama, as that is a laid-down bump from Mora, and he is out by an inch. Oh, what a throw from Cody Huff for the first out. Huff got out from his crouch, and he went and made the play. So one out, goes 2-3. And here comes the first baseman in Garrett Frechette. Frechette 0-2. Here's a pitch from Skipper, and that is a strike, and the count at 0-1. Skipper, 23 years old, from Birmingham, Alabama. 11th round draft pick in 2022 out of Auburn. So the SEC product throws a strike, and the count at 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. As Skipper looks to face Frechette, here's the pitch, and it's fouled off, and the count remains at no balls, two strikes. Skipper born on August 12, 1999. This is his fifth game all out of the bullpen. 0-2 record of 4.50 ERA. He does have three holds, though, as that is a swing and a miss, and Frechette down on strikes. First strikeout for Skipper. Two outs in the inning as here comes the right fielder in Alexander Suarez. Suarez, one for two, a triple and a run back in the fifth inning. As a right-hander starts to get loose down in the Fresno bullpen. And it's number 12, Carlos Torres, as that's a check swing, and Suarez did go around. And the count at 0-1. To the righty and Suarez. It's Chuck Chancey's $600,000 cruising Camaro giveaway, as that will hit Suarez, and he will reach base with two outs. It's Chuck Chancey's $600,000 cruising Camaro giveaway. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday, where you can win a share of $46,000 every week. Grand finale on April 28th, coming right up, where one winner will drive away in a brand new Chevy Camaro. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. And we thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the seventh. So two outs now, and here's Carter Howell, the leadoff hitter. And he will see a great curveball from Skipper. And the count at 0-1, a big over-the-top curveball. So count of no balls and one strike. Runner at first. The Grizzlies lead 2-1 as that ball is low. And the count now at 1-1. Howell is 2-for-3. This afternoon, here's the pitch, and that is a called strike, a fastball that grooves in there. Suarez had a good lead over there at first. He is the possible tying run. Here's the pitch, and that ball is low, and a good stop there from Cody Huff. Two outs here in the seventh. Grizzlies lead 2-1. Great Tuesday morning for game one of six between San Jose and Fresno, as that is chopped foul, and the count will remain at 2-2. The Grizzlies and the Giants are meeting again, 35-28 record for Fresno, so over 63 games. Ground ball to the second baseman, past the glove of Mendez, into center field, hustling and going to third is Suarez. And Carter Howell, 3-for-4. Now runners at the corners with two outs. And here's Diego Velasquez. Good piece of hitting there from Howell. Just chopped it over. And Mendez, who was playing a little bit closer to the second base bag, was just not ready for the hard hit. But so overall, Fresno, 35-28 in the regular season against San Jose, with a 2-3 mark in the postseason against these Giants. That's a called strike. These two teams have met in the playoffs the past two seasons. The Giants winning the championship in 2021, but the Grizzlies getting the revenge in the division series last year. Both were sweeps for either team. So the Giants winning three in the best of five, and the Grizzlies winning the best of three in two games. As we said, the second of five series between the clubs in 2023. The first meeting here in Fresno, one of two six-game series. Here's the 0-2. There goes the runner. It's low, no throw, and that actually is a called strike, and that ends the inning. Skipper works around a couple singles, and he has a scoreless seventh. Grizzlies still lead 2-1. It's stretch time here at Chuck Chancey Park. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on ESPN 790 AM. Stream guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Bally Live app.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments.
Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno here at Chuck Chansey Park. A battle of the San Francisco Giants single-A affiliate and the Colorado Rockies single-A affiliate, the Giants and the Grizzlies. Here's the first pitch from Simon to Robbie Martin. It's fouled off in the count at 0-1. The Grizzlies lead the Giants 2-1 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Thanks for tuning in for today's action. Robbie Martin's 0-2 today as the pitch is inside. And the count now at 1-1. Game one of this six-game series between these two teams. Here's the next pitch to Robbie Martin, and that ball is low, and the count now at 2-1. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. Here's the pitch to Martin, and that pitch is a called strike. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And here at the bottom of the seventh, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies. As Martin's 3-2 pitch is inside, ball four, and he will draw the walk. So Simon gives up a leadoff walk here. That's his third walk issued in this contest. It'll bring up the second baseman, Luis Mendez, who probably has the biggest hit of the game so far. Here's the first pitch, and it's inside. And the count of 1-0 to Luis Mendez. So here comes the 1-0 from Simon, and it's inside. And the count now at 2-0. And now we'll have a mound visit with Zach Morgan and Liam Simon as the Giants are slowly getting some guys stretched out there. There's a plethora of Grizzlies also in the bullpen as well, but no one getting loose. The right-hander Carlos Torres was the most recent arm warming up in the Fresno pen. Bottom of the seventh, 2-1 Fresno leads San Jose. Game one of this six-game series. Fourth meeting between these two teams this season as Mendez swings and misses. The count at 2-1. The Grizzlies took 2 out of 3 at Excite Ballpark. Won Thursday, Friday, and lost Saturday. Here's the 2-1 as Martin takes his lead, and that ball is inside. And the count now at 3-1. As Andy Perez waits on deck, the Grizzlies trying to add some insurance runs here late. As now a right-hander starts to loosen quickly in the San Jose pen. Here's the 3-1. It's a check on Martin. He's back safely with a head-first dive. Good throw over there from Simon. So 3-1. And here's the pitch. And it is inside, ball four, and Mendez draws the walk. Second time he's reached base, and the walk king for Fresno reaches. Back-to-back walks now. Runners at first and second with nobody down. Here's Andy Perez as Dan Runsler will have a mound visit. And Dan Runsler might be a familiar name to Grallifornian Grizzlies fans. Runsler, the pitching coach for the Giants, was selected by the San Francisco Giants in the ninth round of the 2007 MLB draft. He played here in Fresno for the Grizzlies from 2009 to 14, appearing in 144 games. Runsler would go on to pitch in the majors for parts of five seasons, the Giants from 2009 to 2012, and then the Pirates in 2017, before he would go overseas and play independent ball as well. Over 97 big league games, he logged a 4-2 record with a 3.89 ERA over 76.1 innings. And then another staff member that fans may remember is Giants hitting coach Travis Ishikawa. He played 8 Major League Baseball seasons and also appeared in a Fresno uniform. Is that pitch is inside to the backstop, and I believe there's 2 balls back there. As the count is 1-0. I believe a ball got away from the bullpen and no one called time as Perez went to bunt the ball. So I kind of believe is at 1 ball, no strikes. Ishikawa was drafted by the Giants in the 21st round of the 2002 MLB draft out of Federal Way High School in Washington. Played 8 MLB seasons and was also in a Grizzlies uniform for parts of 3 seasons. That's a little blooper into shallow center field. It's caught by the center fielder. Here comes the play at the plate. There's going to be cut off, and the Grizzlies add an insurance run. A sac fly for Andy Perez scores Robbie Martin, and the Grizzlies now lead 3-1. By the way, Martin and Mendez both advanced on a wild pitch as the ball got to the backstop. So Martin scores. Mendez stays at second, though. It is a sacrifice fly as it scores a run. 2 RBIs now for Perez. And it's now 3-1 Fresno here in the 7th, as that's a strike to Ryan Ritter. Only 1 out in the inning. But a sack fly for Perez, a big one indeed. As here's the pitch from the right-hander in Simon, and that ball is outside. The count of 1-1 to Ryan Ritter. But so back to Ishikawa. He played for San Francisco for parts of a couple seasons. A couple World Series rings as well for Ishikawa. Played in Milwaukee, Baltimore, the Yankees, and then Pittsburgh as well. As that is swung on and missed, the count of 1-2. Played 175 games with the Fresno Grizzlies, 2008, 2011, and 2014. And then finally, the fundamentals coach for the Giants is Yedwin Villegas. An always smiling infielder played for the Grizzlies as well. As that is swung on and missed, and Ritter down on strikes. Third time Ritter has struck out. He did extend his hit streak to 11 games back in the fifth inning, by the way. And the reigning California League MVP, or reigning California League Player of the Week, is headed back to the dugout for the second out of the inning. That's the 5th strikeout for Simon, 12th overall for San Jose pitching. So with 2 outs and a runner at second, the pitch to Bencourt is a called strike, and it's 0-1. Bencourt's 0-3 today. Back to Villegas, though. Appeared in 95 games with the Grizzlies over a course of 4 seasons, 2011 to 2014, as that ball is flied foul, and they counted 0-2. Villegas batted .208 with a .962 fielding percentage. So that whole Giants staff, a very, very familiar dugout for them when it comes to this ballpark, and then for our fans as well, as that pitch is swung on and missed, and Simon picks up his 6th strikeout, but not before a sacrifice fly from Andy Perez extends the Grizzlies' lead to 3-1. We head to the 8th. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, ESPN 790 AM, Bally Live, and MILB.com.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the 4th for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota,
also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Top of the eighth inning, the Grizzlies lead the Giants by a score of 3-1. New pitcher for Fresno is the right-hander, number 12, Carlos Torres. He takes over for Carson Skipper, who went one inning of scoreless baseball, one hit, and two strikeouts for Skipper. Ground ball, this is to Ritter, the shortstop. Ritter over to first, and that is a one-pitch, one-out as Morgan is retired. 6-3 on the putouts. Here comes left fielder Matt Higgins. Higgins 1-for-3 today. He had a single back in the second inning. The Fresno Grizzlies would like to thank Bobby Salazar's for providing tonight's press box food. Are you craving some delicious Mexican food? Look no further than Bobby Salazar's in Old Town Clovis. From sizzling fajitas to mouth-watering burritos, we've got something for everyone. Come join us for lunch or dinner in the heart of Clovis, or you can also order online for delivery at BobbySalazarsOTC.com. Bobby Salazar's Old Town Clovis is a proud official partner of your Fresno Grizzlies. And here in the top of the eighth, we thank Bobby Salazar's for being a proud sponsor and today's press box food for your Fresno Grizzlies. So again, Bobby Salazar's delicious food. We're grateful they are here today for some morning baseball. Here's the 3-2 offering, and it is called a strike. It's actually the count now at 3-2 to Matt Higgins. Top of the eighth, 3-1 Fresno leads San Jose. The only other game going on right now is in Inland Empire. And the 66ers trail the Quakes 1-0 in the bottom of the sixth. Rancho Cucamonga just took 4 out of 6 from Fresno. And for Rancho Cucamonga, it was Ryan Doncone. That's a fly ball to E.J. Andrews Jr., who races back, and he will make the catch. So one left fielder flies out to the other. Two outs in the innings. Here comes the shortstop, Jose Ramos. So Ryan Doncone, the RBI, actually homered. So he's gone deep in back-to-back games. He's got two hits as well. So for Fresno, after losing to Rancho Cucamonga, that is going to hit Jose Ramos. But so Fresno lost 4 out of 6 against Rancho Cucamonga and now facing one of the best teams in baseball in San Jose, and they lead 3-1. So Ramos reaches on the hit-by-pitch. Second time we've seen a hit-by-pitch by Fresno pitching this afternoon. So with two outs, here's the DH and Andrew Cachel. 0-for-3, two strikeouts as well for the Fresno State Bulldog. Former Fresno State Bulldog, as that pitch is outside. The count at 1-0. But Carlos Torres is in the game, and as we said, wears number 12 on the back of his beige jersey. Bats right, throws right. 6'4", 240 pounds. Fly ball, center field, boogerine underneath it. He will reach up and make the catch. Carlos Torres, a clean inning for the Lehigh product. We head the bottom of the eighth. Grizzlies lead 3-1. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, ESPN 790 AM, Bally Live, and the MILB.com app.
Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancy Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office. Yeah!
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, here at Chuck Chancy Park. We are in the bottom of the eighth inning. The Grizzlies lead the Giants by a score of 3-1. Jesus Bouguerin will take on the new San Jose pitcher, right-hander Daniel Blair. Second time we've seen Blair this season. Blair will work out the stretch, and the first pitch from the hard-throwing right-hander is in there for a strike, and the count had no balls and a strike. For Daniel Blair, this is his fifth game all out of the bullpen, a 1-0 record, no ERA for him. Here's a pitch, and that is fouled off by Bouguerin, and the count now quickly 0-2. Final line for Liam Simon. Three innings, four hits, three runs all earned, four walks and six strikeouts. As that pitch is outside of Bouguerin, and the count now at 1-2. One ball, two strikes. And here's the pitch, and that is a little dinker foul. And remain at one ball, two strikes. For Jesus Bouguerin, the center fielder today, fouls that one off. He's 0-3, a .217 batting average coming into this at-bat. Two home runs, six RBIs, a .621 OPS. Good outfielder, though. Bats coming along. We've seen a couple big shots, especially in that series against Rancho, as that ball is also fouled off, and the count remain at 1-2. Good crowd still on hand for making the grade for our first of three education days. Schools around the Central Valley coming to join a free game at the ballpark, thanks to our corporate partners. As that pitch is fouled off again. The count at 1-2. 6,000 plus kids will get the attendance a little bit later. I know they're enjoying every second of this. They're kind of all over the ballpark, these kiddos. Here's the 1-2, and that is swung on and missed, and Bouguerin down on strikes. Good fastball from Blair. 14 Ks now for San Jose pitching, as we'll bring up the catcher in Cody Huff. It's Chuck Chancey's $600,000 Cruisin' Camaro giveaway. Play and earn drawing tickets daily. Drawings every Thursday and Friday where you can win a share of $46,000 every week. Grand finale on April 28th where one winner will drive away in a brand new Chevy Camaro. Only at Chuck Chancy, Gold Resort and Casino. April 28th. Today's April 25th, so we're going to find out who's going to win that Chevy Camaro very soon. Here's the pitch, and that is a high fly ball. It's going to drift into center field, and Huff is retired. Second out of the inning now as here comes Jake Snyder. But again, we thank Chuck Chancy Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud sponsor of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the eighth. As here's Jake Snyder. Snyder's reached base safely in all three plate appearances. Here's the pitch, and that is fouled off in the count at 0-1. one for one with two walks for him. He's also scored as well. Scored the first run of the game, and Fresno hasn't looked back since. They've scored three unanswered runs since that fifth inning run they allowed. Here's the pitch. It's outside as Zach Agnos, the Grizzlies' closer, starts to loosen down in the pen. Two outs here in the eighth. 3-1 Fresno leads San Jose. Here's the pitch, and it's fouled off. And the count now at 1-2. As the right-hander and Blair looks in, here's the pitch, and it's outside. And the count now at 2-2 to Jake Snyder. As that pitch is also fouled off, and it's 2-2. So 2-2. Again, great crowd on hand here at Chancy Park. Here comes the 2-2, and that is a line drive, and Snyder has reached base all four times today. That single to right field, 2-2 with two walks and a run. And Jake Snyder just continues to pound the baseball. Six hits now for Fresno, and Jake Snyder, who's one of the top hitters in the league, continues to help that batting average. Snyder second in the California League in batting average behind Kyle Nevin of Rancho Cucamonga, who's just an insane, sensational ball player. Here's E.J. Andrews Jr. That ball's flown out to right field. On his horse is right fielder Suarez, and it goes foul. Counted 0-1. Snyder is second in OBP with a 519. Villar of Lake Elsinore is in first with a 523. Snyder's also eighth in slugging with a 537. Hit a double and triple on Sunday in Rancho. Now E.J. Andrews is that pitch outside, and Snyder getting back as that was a fake throw from Morgan. The count of 1-1. I think it's kind of unfair for E.J. Andrews Jr. Two of his old college teammates are in the other dugout. What's even more tough is one of them is a catcher. So they know a little bit of his tendencies. That's a fly ball deep to left field, way back there. And that ball is off the wall. It's going to be a double for E.J. Andrews Jr. Scoring is Jake Snyder. And Steve Solis wants to know if that was a home run. Where that ball hit, that should have been a home run. They ruled it a double, but I believe that that was a home run. Let's look at the replay here. That ball hit off the top of the wall. I can't exactly see where it landed. But Andrews Jr., a big swing right there. As now the umpire is going to talk. Either way, a run does score. And Jake Snyder. And there we go. The late home run. E.J. Andrews Jr., his fourth home run of the season, and the Grizzlies have extended this lead to 5-1. That's a two-run homer for E.J. Andrews. Jake Snyder scores as well. So it's now 5-1. Andrews Jr. has two runs. And the bottom of the lineup for Fresno getting it done today. Here's the pitch, and Martin a ground ball. It's going to be a tough one for Velasquez. Velasquez from his knees, and he throws out Martin in time to end the inning. A two-run homer from E.J. Andrews Jr. We had to get a little bit of an argument on that one, but Steve Solis wins it. 5-1 Fresno as we head to the ninth inning. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, Bally Live, and ESPN 790 AM.
Set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also
also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Cool ride, right?
That cruiser is pure gold.
Right you are, Daddy-O. Chuck Chansey Gold. It's the $600,000 cruising Camaro giveaway.
Holy moly!
You can win a share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chest.
Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. We're in the top of the ninth inning. The Grizzlies lead the Giants by a score of 5-1. A two-run homer from E.J. Andrews Jr. Big insurance runs in the eighth inning. The Grizzlies three outs away from now winning 3 of 4 against San Jose in this season and to also win the opener here in a six-game series. Tuesday morning, the kids are rocking out here in the ninth inning. We're still waiting for that attendance. Carlos Torres back out for his second inning of work as the save opportunity is no longer intact now, I believe. Torres, 6'4", 240 pounds, 21 years old, born on May 3rd, 2001, so he'll be celebrating a birthday very soon. He was drafted in the 20th round in 2022 out of Lehigh. He's from Ponce, Puerto Rico via Perkinmoen, as that is, I don't know, I thought they were going to give a violation there. No violation. So Perkinmoen High School in New Jersey, or in Pennsylvania, excuse me, not New Jersey. That ball is inside. The count at 1-0 to Edison Mora. The right-hander Agnos continues to get loose. We're in the ninth inning, it'll be 7-8-9 here for San Jose. Here's the pitch, and it's outside. And the count at 2-0. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of today's action and what to expect tomorrow night. As the kids are still here, a couple of them are walking around. I hope they got their good fill of concessions and got a chance to go to the team store as well. If you come down to Chuck Chansey Park during the season for a game, you can check out our team store and let one of our attendants help you out. Get what's going to fit the best for you to look like one of our players. As that pitch is outside, and the count now 3-1 from Torres. For Torres, this is his second game against San Jose. As here comes the 3-1 from Torres. And it's inside, ball four, and it almost hits Mora. Mora literally ran all the way towards third base to get out of that high fastball. It's a walk here. First walk issued by Fresno pitching, by the way. As here comes the first baseman, Garrett Frechette. Now, Fresno has hit two batters. It's not a perfect day at the park for them when it comes to that. But for Torres, this is his sixth game out of the bullpen. A 1-0 record, 1.13 ERAs. That's a high fly ball, foul to right. One hold for Torres. He's pitched 8 innings. 4 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned. He's hit one batter and struck out 5. And that was coming into today's action. So his sixth game out of the bullpen. Tied for most on the team with Bryce McGowan as that pitch is outside and the count at 1-1. And Torres, big frame, strong kid, only 21 years old, a 20th round draft pick, and I think he was a steal, as that's a swing and a miss, the count at 1-2. And the reason I say that is when you find a kid who goes to a smaller Division I school like Lehigh, part of the Patriot League, face Army, Bucknell, Navy. It's a smaller division, but, you know, doesn't face the higher quality teams that maybe the SEC or the Big 12 or the Pac-12 will face. But when you have a guy with this size at his age and can throw as strong and as hard as he can, it's scary that he landed in the 20th round to the Rockies. That pitch is outside, and the count now full 3-2 to Garrett Frechette, who's 0-3. But the Rockies do such a good job trying to find a bunch of really strong young pitchers, as that's a high fly ball. It's going to go in a shallow center. The second baseman, Mendez, trying to make a play, and it's going to go all the way. This is going to go in a shallow center field. And now the Giants have two runners in scoring position with nobody down. Mendez tried making a play in the center fielder. Bugarin overran it. So Mora up to third. Frechette is up to second. I believe that's going to be a double straight up. I believe. As here comes Steve Solis, and that looks like to be it for Carlos Torres. As Zach Agnos, the closer, is hurriedly coming into the mound. We'll have a new pitcher right after this. We'll be back right here at Chancy Park. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball. Top of the ninth. We'll be back. You're listening on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, Bally Live, and ESPN 790 AM.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Win a share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chess.
Only at Chuck Chansey Gold's Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California. Beautiful Chuck Chansey Park. Top of the ninth, and the Giants are trying to put together a ninth inning rally. And the Grizzlies are going to go to their closer, right-hander, Zach Agnos. Agnos is his sixth game out of the Fresno pen. No record, a 3.86 ERA. Three saves and four chances for the right-hander from East Carolina. Agnos wears number 14 on the back of his jersey. Runners at second and third for Alexander Suarez. No outs here in the inning. The Grizzlies will concede a run possibly with a four-run lead. As that pitch is outside, and the count at 1-0. To Alexander Suarez. Suarez, 1-for-2, a triple and a run. Here's the pitch from Agnos. He comes set. Here's the pitch, and it is a called strike. Good fastball from Agnos. So one ball, one strike. Here's the pitch from Agnos, and it is high, and the count at 2-1. So two balls, one strike. The pitch. And a check swing. Suarez did go around. The count at 2-2. Could see it all the way from up here. Suarez not happy with the call. The count now at 2-2. Runners at second and third. No outs here in the ninth. 5-1 Grizzlies lead the Giants. Grizzlies looking for a Tuesday morning win in front of a great crowd here at Chancy Park. Here's the 2-2. And that is swung on and missed. Agnos gets Suarez. Great location there for the first out of the inning. Sixth strikeout now for Fresno pitching. And here's Carter Howell. Howell's had a good game. 3-for-4 with an RBI. Is Agnos going to trust that steady fastball? Here's the pitch from the right-hander. And it's a check swing. He did not go around. The count at 1-0. Agnos is 6 feet, 210 pounds, 22 years old, from Haymarket, Virginia. Born in Reston, though, according to his page online. August 15th, 2000 is his birth date. A 10th round draft pick out of East Carolina in 2022 is Hal. Line drive, that is a screamer foul. And the count now at 1-1. Agnos, probably one of the more animated characters on this team in the best way possible. Very talkative, lot of energy, and the guys love him in the clubhouse. Here comes the 1-1. And that is a chopper. It's going to go foul towards the third base coaching box. The manager for San Jose, Jeremiah Knockstead, makes the play. The count now at 1-2. As the Grizzlies look to hold on and win this contest. Here's the 1-2. And time is, they're going to say it's a violation on Agnos. And the count now at 2-2. So a pitch clock timer. Here in the ninth inning. So 2-2 now, as that is a check swing. Did he go around? No. And the count now full, as Huff wanted to get the call there. So the count now full to Howell. Diego Velasquez waits on deck. He's 2-for-4, and if you're the Grizzlies right now, there is an open base, but you'd like to get the out as well. Here's the pitch, and it's called strike 3. A perfectly placed pitch from Agnos for his second straight punch out. Howell is down on strikes, two outs in the inning, and he'll bring up the second baseman, Diego Velasquez. As Agnos looks to put this one away, here's Velasquez, 2-for-4. Two singles back in the fourth and the fifth. Agnos comes set around the face. Here's the pitch. And that is a fly ball foul, the count at 0-1. Agnos, his red socks showing, his pant legs up. The count is 0-1. He'll come set again. Here's the 0-1 from Agnos. And it's fouled off once again. It's now 0-2. Looked like an off-speed pitch from Agnos, high in the zone. Agnos, three pitches, fastball, slider, and a splitter. So now ahead 0-2, and the Grizzlies are a strike away from winning the opener here against the Giants. Here's the pitch, and it's a fly ball to right field, racing back the right fielder, reaching up Martin, and he makes the catch, and the Grizzlies win the opener on Tuesday by a final of 5-1. Zach Agnos coming in for the save. We'll give you the final lines right after this, but your Fresno Grizzlies are victorious Tuesday morning. We'll be back with the final lines. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. Fresno Grizzlies, Bally Live, and ESPN 790 AM.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Share of $46,000 every week. And on April 28th, the luckiest cat around will win a share of $47,600 or a new Camaro.
That is one classy chest.
Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino.
Feel the fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth? consistently refreshing, and consistently light, you might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't miss one of the biggest events ever at Chuck Chancy Park as Taco Truck Throwdown presents Tequila Fest. It's all going down Saturday, May 20th in downtown Fresno, featuring headliners T.I., Rick Ross, and Lil Jon. You do not want to miss the biggest tequila festival in the state with tastings, food trucks, vendors, and much, much more. With an event this big, it's no surprise tickets are going fast. So grab yours now at TequilaFestFresno.com or by visiting the Chuck Chancy Park ticket office.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes DRD Pro and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to downtown Fresno, California, beautiful Chuck Chancy Park. Our final score, the Grizzlies hold on to beat the Giants 5-1 Tuesday morning for making the grade. And we want to thank all the kiddos from all the schools here today to be a part of making the grade, our proud sponsors, for letting them have free tickets, a free lunch, and to enjoy a Grizzlies game. They also got to enjoy about how to eat healthy and also how to stay active as well through skits with Parker T. Bear and our on-field host Eric as well. They had a lot of fun today. I know the kiddos are getting some autographs from the players as well too. On the side of the field right now, both teams are signing some autographs as well. The winning pitcher for Fresno, or we're trying to get some final lines real quick, but so the Fresno Grizzlies win today by a final of 5-1. The Grizzlies are now 9-7. The San Jose Giants fall to 10-6. Fresno, 5 runs on 7 hits, 1 error. They left 6 on base. For San Jose, 1 run on 9 hits, no errors. They left 10 on base. The winning pitcher is Caleb Franzen. Franzen is now 1-1 on the year. He went 6 innings of work, while the loss goes to Liam Simon. And for Simon, he is now going to drop to 1-1 as well. And the save to Zach Agnos. So Agnos does get the save with 2 runners on in a 4-run game. But with 2 runners on, that was a chance for him to pick up the save. And for Zach Agnos, that is his 4th save in 5 chances this year. Time of the game, 2 hours and 5 minutes. Unbelievable. 2 hours and 5 minutes, the time of game. We don't have the final attendance yet. Still waiting on that number. A lot of kids here, but we know that it was a lot of fun. So let's go through today's game. For the Grizzlies, they fall behind 1-0. Both teams, zeros for the first 4 innings. It was a left-hander's duel between Wisden Hunt and Caleb Franzen. And then in the 5th, San Jose got on the board. Alexander Suarez a 2-out triple, and he came in to score on a bloop single by Carter Howell. But that's all San Jose could score. Fresno scored 5 unanswered runs. In the 5th inning, it was an RBI single from Luis Mendez with 2 outs and 2 strikes, scoring Jake Snyder, who reached base 4 times today. And then E.J. Andrews Jr., he singled and then came around to score on the RBI single from Andy Perez. So the Grizzlies took a 2-1 lead there. They added an insurance run with a sack fly from Perez in the seventh. And then the eighth inning, E.J. Andrews Jr., a two-run homer to left center field, his fourth homer on the season. Andrews Jr. has been on fire for Fresno, so the Grizzlies hold on. They win by a final score of 5-1. The Grizzlies now 9-7, San Jose 10-6. Half of San Jose's losses have come to the Fresno Grizzlies. So we'll go through the final lines real quick. Caleb Franzen, six innings of work. Allowed seven hits, one run, no walks, three Ks. He was fantastic for Fresno. Really set the tone all day. Again, a triple with two outs. It was kind of a misplay by the left fielder and E.J. Andrews Jr. And then a couple bloop singles as well. Did allow seven hits, but six innings pitched for him. He tied a career high as well. He was fantastic for the Grizzlies. No walks for Franzen. He gets the win at 1-1. Carson Skipper gets the hold. One inning. He struck out two in a scoreless frame. He did hit a batter and did give up a hit as well. Carlos Torres also gets a hold. One inning of work as well. He allowed one hit and one walk. Did not strike out a batter. And then Zach Agnos was fantastic out of the Grizzlies bullpen. He picks up the save after striking out two in a clean inning of work. For San Jose, Carson Wisenhunt was really good for San Jose. Four shutout innings, one hit. He struck out seven, did not walk a batter. Liam Simon had a rough outing. Three innings, four hits, three runs all earned, four walks, six strikeouts. And then Daniel Blair, one inning of work. He allowed two hits, two runs, both earned. No walks, he struck out one. And so the Grizzlies, they hold on by a final score of 5-1. Well, we're still waiting for the attendance, but it doesn't matter. Your Grizzlies win by a final score of 5-1. They improve to 9-7. They win for Tuesday Morning Baseball for making the grade. So again, for all of our partners for making the grade and making this happen, all the schools in the Central Valley, we appreciate all what they've done for today. However you're listening, wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on ESPN 790 AM. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB.com. My name is Stephen Rice. Your Grizzlies are victorious by a final score of 5-1. We'll be back tomorrow, 6:30 p.m., first pitch between the Grizzlies and the Giants. Our pitching matchup is Hayden Birdsong and the California League player pitcher of the week in Blake Adams. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball. Have a blessed rest of your day. Good night.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.